We're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Friday, January 17th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we have representatives from the Carroll County Ag Center and the UGA Extension Office in the studio with us today. We have Paula Burke, the Ag and Natural Resources Agent. We also have Victoria Presnell, Family and Consumer Science Agent. You know, they're my pals. We've had a few shows together, especially Paula. I think that technically you qualify for host status at this point. So if you'll get up, we'll switch seats. No.
Goodness.
Yeah. Well, we are live streaming.
Like, why not?
Yeah. Why not? I feel like you'd crush it. And it's useful for you because I really don't have any interesting answers. So, you know, no questions wouldn't work. So I want to remind all of our listeners today that this morning's program with Paula and Victoria, as we chat about the upcoming Journeyman Farmer Program, the Empowered Parenthood Program, some upcoming 4-H events, and a lot more. We are live streaming this morning's episode on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, please feel free to throw those in the chat. I'd be happy to read those out. But first, why don't we jump to our guests? Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
If we could, and let's start with Paula, tell us a bit about yourself for the listeners at home.
Sure. I've been here 14 years now in Carroll County as the Agricultural Natural Resources Agent. I'm telling my story, I guess, before. I came originally from upstate New York, and I think this is my 32nd year being an extension agent. I did about 20 years in New York before coming down, and just love serving the community, helping farmers, answering their questions, getting them resources, and actually a farmer myself. My husband and I raise sheep. We have about 65 head of sheep and raise lamb for a farmer's market. On my weekends, I work during the week and then work more on the farm on the weekend. So,
yeah, you have your meat products are tremendous. I've talked to folks who have purchased some of the meat that and different blueberries. Don't you have blueberries?
No, all we do is lamb.
Yeah, but you guys don't have like strawberries or something?
No.
Oh, I must.
Sometimes we've had some sunflower fields that we've grown, but yeah, no fruits or vegetables, just sheep.
I wondered, do any of the farmers around here, do you blow their minds when you tell them you're originally from like upstate New York?
Some folks, you know, if they've never been in New York, they don't understand how rural and farmland is amazing. I used to live in a county that just that county alone had about 175 dairy farms. So
wow.
Corn, hay, alfalfa, I mean, it's tractors everywhere, a lot of agriculture. So I grew up about 2 hours north of New York City, and that was fairly rural. But as I grew up, the dairy farmers went out in the buyout back in the 80s, and horse people with money and horse farms moved in, which still kept it open and rural, but then a lot of houses. And so after college, I lived in the Saratoga area, about 4 or 5 hours north of New York City, and just farmers everywhere. So a lot of agriculture.
Well, I can speak for myself, Mr. Graddick, and all the farmers and clients of the Ag Center and whatnot. We're very glad that you left New York and came here.
Well, thank you.
Because you have had such a massive impact on the local community and, of course, with the Extension Office programs, the Ag Center programs, the hiring of Victoria Presnell. What a champ she is.
We have an awesome team up there.
We really do, everybody. And shout out to Rebecca. She's off today, but it was nice seeing you yesterday. I hope you're enjoying your day off. Victoria, same question. Well, not really question, request. Tell us a bit about you.
Yes.
And let listeners at home know about what you're about.
So, yeah, I am the Family and Consumer Science Agent for the Extension Office. Unlike Paula, I was born and raised in Carroll County, so I know nothing else besides Carroll County. I've been with you guys for 6 years almost coming up. I've loved it. One of the easiest ways to explain what I do is Paula does everything outside the home, so she's going to work with your farmers. I do everything inside the home. So I work with the families. I guess back in the day they would say home economics.
Sure.
So I do like food, family, health, money, anything like that related. I do
budgeting. That's a big
budgeting,
deal.
Yep. Financial literacy. Really the biggest things that we do at the extension office here in Carroll County is serve safe. So I do all the food safety for all the local restaurants. And then I also do a lot of food preservation. So I've
like
been
canning?
Known as the canning lady, yeah, which is hilarious because I never canned before coming here.
You're also known as the bread lady in the office.
Yes,
as well.
And the bread
she
lady.
Bakes.
So sourdough bread.
That's
sourdough
a
bread.
Skill
yes.
set.
So yeah, I do a lot of cooking and all that fun stuff. But my background, my bachelor's and my master's, is in health and community wellness and public health. So I'm really interested in public health and what our community looks like on the health level.
Awesome. Awesome. Yep. I mean, all the angles are covered
yes.
through the UGA Extension office.
Oh, yeah.
You left out the most important and interesting fact about yourself.
I'm left-handed.
She's left-handed, ladies and gentlemen. She's left-handed, just like me. That's awesome. So thank you both for coming into the studio with us. We have a lot to talk about. If we could, Paula, before we get too deep, could you kind of remind folks of what the purpose of the UGA Extension Office is?
Absolutely. So we are your resource. We do all sorts of different education programs. So obviously in my area, along with my coworker, Merrill Folsom, we're trying to do education for farmers, for home gardeners. We organize the Master Gardener Program. Family Consumer Sciences, as Victoria said, she's doing a plethora of events. And then our third part of our program area is our 4-H program, where we do youth development. We're going into the schools, teaching kids all sorts of different skills. You saw Rebecca last night as she went off to the 4-H shotgun practice. So we're teaching kids good shooting sports skills. But we're just a great resource. We don't do everything, but we typically know where to get you or send you to or find the information. So we're obviously affiliated with the University of Georgia. We have great specialists and researchers there that are doing their jobs and developing and learning about things. And then they share that with us. And then we bring it out to the community here locally.
That is so cool. I always tell, I think I've mentioned this to you on the show like 8 times. So I'm going to tell you again. Every time I used to get on at the bus stop at UGA, I was near the animal sciences building. When I was heading to one of my classes for like a semester, and it was where they kept the horses.
Okay.
And I remember like this whole semester, it was great. I would come up to the bus stop, go pet the horses for a while,
oh,
and then
nice.
Go get on the bus. It was awesome.
That's great.
It was great. But the UGA Extension Office does so much for our local community. I know there's always 4-H stuff going on. I mean, there's tons of stuff. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about the 2025 Journeyman Farmer Program, the upcoming Empowered Parenthood Program, some upcoming 4-H events and programs, as well as a recent invasion which has happened. I don't know if it's an invasion because I don't know how many they found.
Hopefully not an invasion. Hopefully we'll get them
yeah.
squished.
Let's hope it's
quickly.
An isolated incident. There is a new invasive species in the state called the spotted lantern fly. We would throw up a wanted poster of one. But we haven't got one of those made yet. So we're going to talk about all that and a lot more after this first commercial break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, Tanner and Oak Mountain Academy. Stay with us.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
At And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Friday, January 17th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we got the UGA Extension Office in the studio with us today. Ag and Natural Resources Agent Paula Burke and Family and Consumer Science Agent Victoria Presnell have woken up bright and early, joined us in the studio to talk about some upcoming events. Well, why don't we jump right into those? How about we do the 2025 Journeyman Farmer Program? Tell us all about it.
This has kind of become an annual program, and every other year we switch it up. So this year we're going to be focusing on small ruminants, which is sheep and goats. So if folks are really interested in learning more about how to raise sheep and goats for a business, we have a great program that starts in March. The first part of it is actually we do a small business class. So the Small Business Development Center, which is through UGA, will be coming and doing an all-day program of how to have a farm business. Farms are businesses. And so that's a kind of give them a really good foundation of what they should be doing. And then after that, we have four different evenings from 6:30 to 8. We'll be meeting up at the Ag Center, and we'll go over how to raise sheep and goats, basically. And there's some online videos and programs that they'll watch, and then we come together and discuss them. And we top it off at the end with a farm visit of someone locally that has sheep and goats. So that's step one and two. The third step, if folks are interested, is we actually put together some intern and mentorship opportunities. So folks would actually have a chance to shadow work with another sheep or goat farmer so they could get some hands-on experience, or maybe they already have sheep and goats and they can have someone to turn to ask questions and help them. And then typically when folks finish all the steps at the Chamber of Commerce's farm to city harvest dinner, I usually award them with a special plaque for doing all three levels. So you're not required to do all three. Not everyone will, but that we've had quite a few over the years that have completed all three steps. So the first class is March 10th, which is an all day 9 to 5, and then that's the small business. And then the production classes are Monday evenings. It does cost $80. Super thankful to Tanner and our county farm bureaus. They sponsor it and couldn't do it without their help. And so if folks are interested, they can just reach out to me at the office and we'll get you signed up.
So in the past, in previous Journeyman farmer programs, because this is really cool, you focus on different livestock, I guess that could be the word.
Well, this year will be sheep and goats, and then next year we'll do fruits and vegetables.
Cool.
I should have said that before. So those are really the only two production areas we do. This was part of a big grant that one of our specialists got at UGA and developed this whole video series and put the whole curriculum together. So a lot of ag agents, you know, may not have small ruminant background, but they could literally do this program because all the curriculum's already done. I have a little benefit because I know sheep and goats pretty well, but I partner with the Paulding County Ag Agent, and so when we do fruits and vegetables next year, she kind of takes the lead on some of the teaching, when this year I'll be taking kind of the lead on the teaching.
This is perfect timing, too, because, you know, in culturally speaking, I feel like there's been an embracing of small farm, even if it's just personal farming. Like, I mean, you can't go to a Tractor Supply without seeing tons of chicks. You got folks that have little chicken houses. Yes. You know, folks that work in corporate, you know, they'll have chicken houses.
Oh, yes.
And goats are becoming very popular. Like, folks realize that they're awesome, awesome animals to have and to take care of. But this course is set up so, depending on how far you would like to go into that,
yes,
you can choose, you know,
that's right,
how many classes you want to
take. If you really want to learn how to have it as a business, that's what the first day is. Even if you don't want to have it as a business, it's still good, really good information. But then the actual production classes really help you learn what it means to take care of that animal, or next year what it means to grow fruits or vegetables.
Do you get to learn any of the or work on any of like the business side, like the budgeting or any of that stuff?
Yeah, there's some exercises in the materials, but you can only do so much in the one day course.
Yeah, sure.
So it's kind of a crash course, but most definitely.
Awesome. And when's that first class?
The first class is March 10th, and that's the business planning class. So if you're interested, people, any interested in signing up, just reach out to me at the Ag Center.
Cool. And is there any social media or website where folks could kind of bookmark to go look in, to go check on stuff like this?
Yes. We do have our Carroll County website, and I can never...
We're going to save that for after the show, so you don't leave. Good. You got to stick with us to get that. any social media?
Yeah, we're UJ Extension, Carroll County.
Awesome. So stick with us, because we're going to give you that link so that you can go keep up with some of the programs going on at the Extension office there towards the end of the show. So Journeyman Farmer Program, always a blast. I think that a lot of folks are going to be participating this year because word has spread how fun and cool these are. Let's throw it over to Victoria. So you have Victoria Presnell, Family and Consumer Science Agent. Empowered Parenthood. Is this something you've done before or a program you've done before?
Yes. So this will be the second annual Empowering Parenthood Expo. We're going to host it on April 26th of this year. I'm super excited to be having it for the second year. I think we had a great turnout last year. We had a lot of good feedback. I think we had a total of 187 parents come through the door. So we're super excited. This year it's actually going to be on campus at University of West Georgia at the campus ballroom. So I'm grateful for University of West Georgia sponsoring and, you know, helping that and hosting us there. We are really just at this point looking for community to get involved. There's several different ways community members can get involved in this, whether it's become a vendor, set up, you know, your resources for these parents to visit. Maybe it's putting some items in our swag bags, maybe some coupons for these parents to have, or just sponsoring the event. We're also looking for sponsors. This event is completely free to the parents of West Georgia area, so there's no charge to them. They also get a lunch. Cool. So it's all based on sponsorships and vendor fees and all of that fun stuff. We are going to have keynote speakers again this year, some incredible breakout sessions, and we just really want these parents to leave really empowered to be able to become a new parent. We know there's a lot that plays a role in the mother when you look at postpartum, and then also the partner. They're going through it just as much when they, you know, they don't know how to help, they don't know what to do. And so we actually have some classes that are going to be for the partner, and what do they do, how can they help, what do they play in that role. So we are super excited. We're hoping to, get more, double the numbers this year, so that we can be that resource for the community.
That's great. What kind of activities do you think folks could expect at the event?
Yeah. So our keynote speakers, we're going to have an OBGYN from Tanner speak, and she's going to talk about, you know, the mother and what that looks like, your birth plan, all of that fun stuff. Then we're going to have a pediatrician, which people loved last year, because the way it happened last year, it's very informal. They're going to sit with you. You have the free will to ask any questions. You know, in the doctor's office, sometimes you feel a little rushed. You know, they have patient after patient. So this is a time for you to sit there and just ask any questions that you have, any concerns. You know, there's never a stupid question. They ask and answer all of those. And then we actually have some counselors come in to talk about postpartum anxiety and depression, which can be a hard topic to cover. So this will give them time to talk to a counselor, some what ifs, what does it look like? And we also have breakout sessions. So these breakout sessions are hands-on. It's like infant CPR and first aid. They're going to learn about allergies, what to look for if you're, you know, newborn or has any type of allergy. We have lactation consultants, and we're still building on those. We're super excited this year. We're going to have a relaxation period where we teach the mothers when they're in the middle of being up at 3 a.m. and they have no sleep and they're wanting to panic, what can they do for themselves in that moment to kind of calm down for them and the baby and what that looks like. So there's a lot of hands-on. Of course, we have the Carrollton Police Department that's going to be a part of it, doing car seat checks so you can leave the hospital knowing, you know, your car seats are intact, everything's great, and you're good to go.
So this is open to, you know, expecting families or families that are perhaps looking to start building a family pretty soon.
Yeah, and, families
like
already have babies.
Basic training for having a kid, you know,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah, and I have a few friends that just had a baby and they've signed up because it's never too late to learn. And there's a lot that will be there. And then you have awesome swag bags, and I just have to say they're incredible. You get, like, so much merch in those, and we put things in those swag bags that we think the mother would think is beneficial. They're a surprise every year, so I can't tell you what's in the swag bag, but there is really good swag bags.
That's awesome. Folks, sign up for this. This is an opportunity to get an awesome swag bag. And, of course, shout out to the Carrollton Police Department for partnering
yes.
the Extension Office and doing the car seat checks and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's super cool. So that will be April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm excited.
And if you want more information about that, stick around because we're going to give you a link to the county website there towards the end of the show. We'll go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to chat about some 4-H updates as well as a new invasive species you might want to keep an eye out for, the spotted lanternfly. We're going to talk about that and some more. We also got our first comment. So shout out to Bridget Stewart. She said, good morning, go Wolves. Hey, Bridget. We love you, Bridget. Thank you so much for hopping in the chat. Yeah, so we're going to go and take our last commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
We're back to Community Voice. It's Friday, January 17th. We are speaking with the UGA Extension Office representatives, Paula Burke, the Ag and Natural Resources Agent, as well as Victoria Presnell, Family and Consumer Science Agent. Just a reminder, this episode is currently being live streamed and will be archived on our WLBB News Talk 1330 Facebook page. There's still some time. If you have any last-minute questions or comments for our guests, hop in the chat. And this podcast, the podcast of this episode, of course, will be uploaded to this station's website as well as graticcommunications.com. We've been talking about a lot of stuff. The upcoming 2025 Journeyman Farmer Program, which kicks off on March 10th.
Yes.
And the Empowered Parenthood Program, which Victoria Presnell has just been telling us about, which kicks off on April 26th.
That's correct.
Can't believe I got those both right. Let's talk about 4-H. So I know that there's some updates in the world of 4-H. Lay it on us.
Well, thinking about being January and cold and snow, let's talk about summer and camps that kids could go to. So I just wanted to share today, we have a lot of different opportunities through the 4-H program. Our Master Gardeners every year put together the Camp Dirty Knees camp, day camp in June, and that's for kids that it's very focused around horticulture and gardening, and so kids usually really enjoy that three-day camp. But for Rebecca Clara, 4-H agent, she'll be taking kids to Cloverleaf Camp in June. That's for kids that are from fourth to sixth grade. And then there's Wilderness Challenge Camp. That will be kids from 6th grade through 9th grade in June. They'll have a chance. That's a really cool camp. They do a lot of outside wilderness things.
Cool.
At that camp. And then I guess this will be our third annual livestock camp. It's something
yes.
we started a couple of years ago, and actually the whole office is involved. Even Victoria, she plans all the meals and the lunches and the snacks for us during that week.
Get you some lunch.
But we
make some bread, make that sourdough.
Absolutely. Yeah, she can't get away without making us sourdough bread. But the kids come and literally have a week of experiencing working with cattle, sheep, goats, and pigs. And by the end of the week, they are walking those animals around and have learned how to show them. We have a little mock show and really just trying to encourage kids to be interactive and interested in livestock. And if some of them wind up wanting to do some showing with 4-H, that's great too. But that happens in July. And then last year we added an arts and crafts fair in July, during the same week as Livestock Camp at our Extension Fest. That's when we kind of have an open house for Extension. You come in and learn about us, but 4-H kids or really any kids can, if they're making some things at home, if they're excellent at drawing, or maybe they're making cookies or jams, they can enter these items at our arts and craft fair, much like a county fair, but it's we showcase it at the Extension Fest, which will be on July 22nd. So just a couple cool things that'll be coming up this summer. It's never too early to plan and get signed up, and Rebecca Clare at our office can always answer those questions.
Yes, Rebecca on her day off today. Shout out to Rebecca. We love you. This is great. I mean, and thank you for taking a moment to focus on the summer, because it's been very cold, very frigid.
Yes, and we're looking at some more weather next week, it sounds like. So.
Yeah. So stay warm while it's snowing outside next week. Go online. I imagine you could do this at extensions-uga.edu.
Yes.
Look that up a while ago.
Thank you.
So I remember looking at my phone when we're talking. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm like pulling up stuff. So you can go to extensions-uga.edu, get registered for some of these classes. I think Camp Dirty Knees is so cool. Every time I hear you guys talk about it, that is such a great, what a great opportunity to get kids outside, get some vitamin D. Don't be pale little goblins with the video games.
They play in the dirt. They plant flowers. They walk on the trail. They go up to the Buffalo Creek Garden. Yeah, they're just immersed.
Jam.
Yeah, they make jam with Victoria. Yeah, just a great week for the kids. All the camps are really fun.
That's so cool. So I'm so glad that we've got to spend most of the show talking about these pleasant and wonderful things, upcoming programs, the Journeyman Farmer Program, Empowered Parenthood, some upcoming 4-H camps in the summer, but now we got to get serious. I would give my best Robert Stack, you know, like Unsolved Mysteries. We have something in the state of Georgia, which has invaded our territory. Tell us about this invasive species.
Yeah, unfortunately. So in 2014, they discovered the spotted lanternfly in Pennsylvania. And so with some of the wine grape work I've been doing over the years since I've been here, I've been really keeping an eye on this because it's really had an impact on vineyards up in the Pennsylvania area. Oh. And it's now spread to about 15 states in the eastern part of the United States. So it also affects trees. Their favorite tree is the mimosa tree, in which we have a lot, you know, in our area here. So back in, I believe it was November, they discovered the insect in Fulton County. And so we need to keep an eye out for it. It's very...
Can you hold up the piece of paper there? Let's see. Just point it at the camera there. This camera right over there.
Yeah.
The other one? Oh, boom.
That one.
So folks can see here,
yeah,
you know.
They've got these little spots. This is when they're fully developed. They got these little spots on them and some wings. And they're actually quite beautiful, but they can really damage a tree. They say they won't kill a grapevine, but they can definitely affect the fruit, fruit and the leaves, which then causes other issues and diseases. So we need to keep an eye out for them this spring. When they first come out, the nymphs, they're more of a red color with some white and black spots, and then they turn into the other. But wow. Looking for their egg masses, if you find them, you're supposed to take a picture, kill it immediately, and then they can contact me or I think through the Department of Ag, there's a place folks can report it, but just contact me. I had a little bit of a scare last summer. Someone from Carroll County, Maryland called and said that they had them, and I panicked because at that time we hadn't discovered them here. And then I realized when they sent me a picture so I could properly confirm, you know, if someone calls me and says I have such and such or I've got this problem, I want to see it. And
yeah.
They sent me a picture, but their email was signed, you know, Carroll County, Maryland.
How relieved were you?
And I was so relieved, but unfortunately they still have arrived. So
I bet that they were embarrassed, the folks that were calling.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many calls we get from other states that are from Carroll County.
So we only have about a minute left. If folks see one of these bugs, they need to go ahead and terminate it.
Yes.
And do you recommend that they, you know, bring the actual body to you, like of the little bug?
They can, but hopefully it'll be dead, so it may not be still in good shape, but we could probably still identify it. But definitely take a picture. Definitely kill it. If you find the egg masses, they say just destroy the egg masses as well.
Sure.
It's gonna move because they're gonna lay eggs on a vehicle or something or firewood, and it's gonna get transported. So wow. We need to really be diligent in making sure we eradicate it.
Absolutely. Let's keep these invasive species out of the state. For more information about any of the programs we talked about today, visit extensions-uga.edu, and you can register for the Journeyman Farmer Program, Empowered Parenthood Program, 4-H camps, and so much more. Paula, Victoria, thank you both for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for everyone tuning in at home. We'll see you next time.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The proposed Gaza ceasefire hostage release deal has cleared a major hurdle in Israel, as the BBC's Tom Bateman explains.
The Security Cabinet.